Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We hope that you're having a great week already. Welcome to Dr. King Day here in the United States. We've got a very inspirational show for you today as we go back to last summer and replay hour number one of the 12-hour live Be Our Guest podcast to benefit Give Kids the World Village down in Kissimmee. As a podcast family, we got together and raised over $30,000 for Give Kids the World this one day in July to help ease the pain of these families that have kids that are suffering. You guys are angels. You supported your fellow man. I could not be more proud of this community. And this first hour was awesome because we spent a lot of time on the phone speaking with you guys, talking about all kinds of Disney topics. Even looking back, we talked about the Great Movie Ride getting ready to close. That hadn't even happened yet. So lots of fun to be heard in the first hour of the 12-hour show here today. So I hope that you enjoy that. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by our friends over at The Wisdom of Walt. Two great books here to kick off 2018. You've got the original, The Wisdom of Walt, and you've got the awesome follow-up that's based down in Walt Disney World called Beyond The Wisdom of Walt. If you're a Walt Disney World fan, I would definitely recommend picking up a copy of Beyond The Wisdom of Walt and read about Walt's dreams for Epcot and for community building and for urban planning. And also, within this book, you're going to get fired up for your life, and it's a new year, and it's a good time for a new start. Make those relationships with those people around you, whether it's your family members, your friends, your coworkers. Get fired up for 2018. This book can help you do just that. So check them out today. They're over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Save time and money on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation with our friends over at touringplans.com. They are the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the very best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. For the price of a couple of burgers down at Walt Disney World, you get 365 days of great and vital trip planning information. Check them out today. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at touringplans.com. Now, enjoy today's first hour of the 12-hour live show from back in July. Lots of fun, lots of calls, and most importantly, you helped your fellow man. Thanks so much, guys. Enjoy today's show.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We are here for the 12-hour live show, our ninth annual 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World Village down in Orlando. Thanks for starting your Sunday morning bright and early with us here on the show. We're going to be here for the next 12 hours with lots of friends from the Disney community and taking your calls live. If Ricky doesn't make us seasick again by moving her camera as we broadcast. But you get to see all the live stuff today.
I'm back on the ship. I'm
yeah,
back
I know. On the ship. I know. This is our first ninth annual 12-hour live show.
I'm getting comfortable.
Yes, and I think we just lost Ricky because she's messed around. So you're going to see the behind the scenes as we get things going here early in the morning, 8 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone, just after 9 a.m. on the Eastern in the Eastern Time Zone. So thanks for joining us. Lots of folks at our Facebook page, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We are going to be live the entire time on our Mixler audio channel. So if you ever lose the feed on Facebook, we're going to be there all day, all night. At BeOurGuestPodcast.com/live, as we always have for the audio feed, so you can hear things going play by play. But let's get the ladies introduced and get things sorted out so we can start having some fun here on a Sunday morning. Joining me from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, who has put together an awesome auction, a great 12-hour live show, lots of guests lined up for your enjoyment all day today. We have Ricky. And Ricky, happy anniversary. How was Dairy Queen?
You know, okay, so here's the thing. So we had best laid plans, right? We had the plan of going on, like, on the Chattahoochee River. We were going to go tubing, and then we were going to go to Dairy Queen. Nice. I know, romantic. But
super romantic.
Didn't work out. So instead, we went to another small town, and we ended up seeing a play. So we changed our minds.
You went to a small town and saw a play. So yes. How did that happen?
What play?
Well, how did it happen?
We saw 42nd Street, and it was just, how did we do it? We decided, hey, you know, we're not going to stay in this small town. We're going to go to the other one. And then we saw that they had a play showing that. So we were like, why not?
You guys are nothing but spontaneous.
Exactly.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel from the Magic for Less Fortress up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with the awesome artwork right over her shoulder. We have Pam Forrester. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. Thanks, everyone, for joining us this early. I mean, it's not really early for me, but I know it's early for some. And it's early to start something like this. But I think that, as we explained, since we are getting older, it's easier for us to start in the morning than it is for us to go late. So you get the best of us this year.
Yeah.
Because we won't be punchy at 12 hours at all. I'm sure we'll just be, you know. Well, as normal.
Should we do next year like 8 to 8, like 8 p.m. to 8 a.m.? I was thinking, you know, yeah. Overnight.
Kinda. In 5 years, we'll be doing like 5:30 to 5:30.
Exactly.
Because you'll have to eat and get your early bird special in there.
So. I know. I'm sacrificing that today. You know, I won't be eating until after 8. So
I know. I was on the ramen plan yesterday because we were doing stuff and forgot to eat lunch. And then it's like 4:30 and we're both like, I'm starving. And then we went out to eat at like 5 o'clock. So I was like, I feel like I'm on the ramen plan. So,
yeah. Anyway. Yeah. When you run that, I mean, cause I used,
I have,
you know,
no idea what just happened.
Oh, Ricky's back. Okay. So, now she's gone again. Ricky's playing games with us. So anyway, yeah, when you run and first thing in the morning, you're starving by 4 o'clock, I can tell you. So that's, I'm just saying, sometimes it gets you that way. So Ricky will be back here in a second. Again, we're live. We're going to be here for 12 hours. So you're going to see some of the behind the scenes stuff that we fight every week as we record the podcast. But, Ricky's got the schedule. So that's kind of a bummer that she dropped on us all of a sudden. But we'll get in here. I know that we're going to have some awesome guests today. Let's give you a little preview of what is going on. And then Ricky will fill you in on the auction, which is incredible. If you haven't seen, and you're probably on the Facebook page at facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast, there's a thread there that shows all of our auction items. And we have some amazing things to bid on. And it tells you how to bid and how that stuff is going to work. So just go to facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. We have great handcrafted items. I know Dawn made some incredible items. I was looking at those. I'm not a purse person. You know, I don't carry a purse. But if I did, I would be bidding on those things. We have some amazing jewelry. I think Ricky's back.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what happened there.
Sit still and don't move. That's my advice. That's what my dad tells me.
If it's working, don't move. Ricky, why don't you bump that, the photograph album, to the top of the Facebook page so that, because right now it's not there.
Okay, we'll get it there. So Ricky's kind of frozen, but we'll get her.
Okay.
She's not moving. So anyway, we have awesome, just you can just drop down, but the awesome items to bid on. Of course, the big things we have are the John Stamos donated items, autographed items, right, from Full House and Fuller House. A full working script from Full House. That's pretty amazing. So we're going to have the bids on that. The auction will be closing at 7:30 Eastern tonight. So you have all day to kind of check your co-listeners there and outbid your buddies. Maybe you have somebody in Hawaii that's bidding against you, you know, maybe in Japan or down in Texas. It's going to be a big game, but it's all for the kids that give kids of the world. So we're going to be having a good time today. But facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast to check all that out. Ricky, you with us?
Yes, I hope so. I don't know what happened. My Be Live crashed. It was weird.
Can't have that. Okay, Ricky, so I was kind of filling everybody in on the auction. What can you tell us about the auction? I know the items are on the thread at the BR Guest Podcast Facebook page, but how exactly do people bid?
So how people bid is they go on to the Facebook page. There is an album that's the BR Guest 12-hour live show album.
I'm going to put a link.
Thank you. Bidding. Perfect. Bidding will start at 10 o'clock and it will go till 7:30. So that way we have time to make sure that all the donations come in that we can get in between that time period. And that's 7:30 Eastern. So just keep that in mind. People, basically, I'll have the starting bid listed and people can bid in increments of whatever it says on there. So whether it's $1, whether it's $5 or whatever, they have to bid in it. So I'm going to get started with all that here in just a second. Yeah, simple, very easy. And there's, like you said, there's a lot of great items up for auction.
All right. So lots of items up for auction there. Ricky was kind of breaking up a little bit. But we'll get through this. But yeah, just go to Facebook.com/BeerGuestPodcast. All the details there. We do have some awesome guests joining us. Just to give you a little heads up of who we're going to be talking with today. Bob and Tim from the ResortLoop.com podcast. Love those guys. Listen every single show. We'll be talking to them, I believe, at around noon Eastern. I got to firm up the times. Ricky has the schedule, so we'll get that. We're also going to be talking to Mr. Len Testa of the Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World and the Disney Dish podcast. And speaking of that podcast, we're also going to talk to Jim Hill. He's always got some rumors and news for us, and they're usually crazy things. Every year, it seems like we talk about the craziest stuff with Jim Hill, which is awesome. I love that stuff. So we'll be talking to him as well. And of course, Matt and Nate will be there in the final hour. He has been working. I know I was talking with Nate yesterday. He's been working on the game show, and he says, I will not win, which is probably true. I never win. So we're going to be having a good time closing out the final hour with the Wedway Radio guys. Of course, Matt is from the 3028 podcast. I was just listening yesterday on my walk about Disney bathrooms. And thank goodness Trails End made it because of the awesome mosaic. I love
it. It is the oddest thing in Walt Disney World, I think. Really and truly.
It totally
is. No joke.
I've selfied in front of that thing more than once. I'm just saying.
It's just, oh, man. Odd.
It's weird. Yeah. And all the ladies, how do you know about it, Pam? I guess you've just seen pictures. Or have you actually gone in and experienced it firsthand?
No, I have not. I have not gone in and experienced it firsthand.
So, it's huge.
But maybe one day I will. Actually, maybe that will be a goal of mine next year. Just saying. So
Ricky says, what did you say? You're stabilizing? You're what?
Yeah, I think my screen is starting to, like, I think it's starting to catch up with everything. I don't know what was going on. So.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Okay. So just make sure nothing else is running in the background because your Skype's breaking up or your audio is breaking up a little bit. Okay. So
nothing's running.
What's that?
Nothing's running.
Okay.
I promise.
Good. Okay. All right. Just make sure Brian's not, downloading some HD movie in the other room.
Yeah, it's fine.
We'll have to wolf them. Okay, so anyway, Ricky, do you have the schedule of the times we're going to be speaking to everybody? Because we're actually going to be recording this Wednesday's live question show during the 12-hour live show. We're cheating. We're going to kill two birds with one stone. That'll be
yes!
Right on today.
We're efficient. That's not cheating.
That's true. We're efficient. We're only going to have to record one show tomorrow night. So that'll be nice.
That's right.
I know. I'm going to take there a week go. Off. Okay, Ricky, so what's the schedule?
All right, so Len is going to be on at 4 o'clock. So we have Len at 4 o'clock PM and Jim Hill is going to be on at 5 o'clock. So we have 5 o'clock PM for Jim.
And we have, so we're on till nine. So
nine,
8 o'clock.
Matt
Eastern,
and Nate are at eight. And we have Pam Landworth from Give Kids the World at 11. So that's exciting too.
And Tim and Bob at 12 at the noon hour. So we're talking to them then. So yeah, we got a full day planned. We're going to be filling in. So probably in that early afternoon time, we'll do the listener question show. The questions will come live here on Facebook. So if you have a question, you don't have to write it in. You can just type it into the comments and we'll answer those right away. Get to as many as we can in 1 hour. And then we'll post that on Wednesday for all those folks who couldn't make it today and get to hear all your great questions. But you know what? So we've done this. This is our 9th annual. So we've done this a few times. We've always been blown away by the generosity of our audience. Ricky, that's why we're here. Actually, let me throw this to Pam, because Pam knows how this goes. Pam, how do people donate? Because that's the reason we're here. We're here to raise big bucks for Give Kids the World so they can do amazing stuff.
I know. So you caught me. I was kind of in the middle of the donation. But what you do is you go ahead to the Be Our Guest podcast website, and you'll see there on the right, there's a little first giving logo that you can do. Just go ahead and click that, fill out your information. You can actually even sign in with Facebook if you would like, or you can create an account. You don't have to even create an account to donate, though. If you've had an account in the past, you can sign in with that and it'll pull up your information. But if you go ahead and do that, it is an easy and quick process. I bet you can do it in less than a minute. Come on, we're timing you. Go.
That's it. Go.
So anyways, it's easy. Super easy. And you can use your credit card in a very safe method. It is done through First Giving is a national big supplier for charities. You can go ahead and make your donation there. It's safe. It's easy. And what else is there to say?
That's it. I mean, we make it as simple as possible, and it's very, very secure. Never have to worry about that. And all the money is going to Give Kids the World. Awesome. Ricky, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like Pam was saying, it's so simple and easy to do. Like you said, you can just go to First Giving, and the link, I've got it everywhere. So you're going to be able to find it wherever you look. So on the BRS podcast homepage, on the Facebook page, it's everywhere. So
awesome.
Got it a lot of places.
And here's the thing for everybody that's tuned in. We got lots of folks. I'm glad we decided to go with our Mixler channel because it is jam packed right now. Got lots of folks listening at brguestpodcast.com/live. Lots more joining us in the on the Facebook page for the video feed as well. And we appreciate that as much at brguestpodcast.com/Facebook or no. Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Everything is flip-flopped. It's crazy. But thank you so much for joining us. But here's the deal. It's early. I mean, we're in the very first few minutes of the show. Spread the word. You know, hit that share button on Facebook. Let people know that you're listening. Give both options. BRGuestPodcast.com/live and Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Let's get some more folks in here early in the morning before everybody heads to church. And then you know, maybe you're having your morning coffee. Maybe you're just coming in from that morning run. Spend the morning with us, and then we'll try to hook you for the afternoon and the evening as well. You know what? Let's try this. We have not done this in ages. In ages. Like over a year and a half, I think, since we did our last live show with Skype, because Skype got all screwed up. But we have, like, all computers everywhere. If you saw behind me, I got four screens going. This is ridiculous. Let's try to take a phone call, because that's what we wanted to focus this year's show on. This is where it fell apart last year. So let's cross our fingers here. Let's try to take a call. Let's put the phone number on the screen here. Let's make it all fancy. Let's see here. No. It's 413-9395. Okay, so it's 413. No, it isn't. It's 407-413-9395. We all love that 407 area code. I paid extra for that. All right, so give us a call, and we'll see if we can talk to you. 407-413-9395. Take the first caller of the 12-hour live show. You can speak to the ladies. We're going to have a great... Oh, we got a call. Hang on. Let's see here. Caller, are you there?
Mr. Mike, how are you doing?
Good. Now, here's the question. Good. Can Ricky and Pam hear?
We can.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Everything sounds great, guys. This is Ben from South Carolina.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. I'm actually just in the process of making the donation on behalf of the Lizards with the shirts that Ben arranged for us to purchase this year. It was awesome. So we were really happy to see the Magic for Less on the back of those shirts. Love being a part of this. And this is just another way that we can support this great cause. So thanks to Ben for arranging that, ordering the shirts, getting it going, and then mailing them all out to the Lizards, which must be a task beyond belief, I will just say.
It was. Whenever Mike, Captain Mike Bankhead asked me if I wanted to, you know, help him and take it over. I'm like, sure, why not? And then, you know, getting into it, he and I conversed back and forth through text and phone calls and everything else. And yeah, it definitely was a task to go sure. into, but we had fun. Found some things that we're going to do a little bit different on the next order of the shirts that we're going to do in August. We were very happy to do it. Glad that we were able to partner with the Magic for Less for the logos on the back, and everything turned out great. We had a great response from those.
That's
and the
awesome.
Shirts are great. The shirts were beautiful. Loved the designs. We had a new design this time, right? So that
we
was
did.
Available. So anyways, everything looked great. And it's funny, Ben, because when someone asks you if you want to take something like that over, you're thinking, sure, no big deal, right?
Right.
So you actually do it.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I just wanted to touch base with you guys this morning. First thing before I head off to church, as I am having my cup of coffee in my Disney mug, you know, so I just wanted to touch base with you and just tell y'all, you know, hey, good luck. Y'all do a great thing. You know, the past couple years that y'all have put this thing together, y'all have done a tremendous amount of work for Give Kids the World. I know that they, you know, appreciate it just as much as everybody else does. And we appreciate everything that y'all do, you know, on your countless hours of doing the podcast, you know, three times a week for you, Mike. And, you know, we just, you know, as a Lizard community, you know, we just want to tell y'all, thank y'all very much and keep up the good work.
Well, we sure appreciate that.
You
know, it's sure. because of the community. It's all just a group effort here. And we're going to make a lot of miracles happen again today. So have a great day at church. Hope to catch you this afternoon and this evening. And tell the family
Absolutely.
We said hello. And thanks for all the great donations and for sharing your talents with us as well.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Y'all have a good day.
All right. See you later, Ben.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Thanks.
All right, check that out. We got a call. That's so awesome. Yay! I never thought I'd get so excited.
Okay, that's awesome. It's been so long since we've been able to do that.
That's right. I'm having my coffee. Sorry. I got to have my coffee to get going. My Coke Zero. Coke Zero, the classic right here. It's going away, baby. Oh, I'm so sad. They're going to change my favorite drink. I'm mad at your city.
What are they changing about it? Sorry, I'm out of the loop in terms of the Coke.
It's they're going to change it to Coke Zero Sugar is going to be the new name. They're changing the formula, kind of like the new Coke, I think. I'm not going to like it already. I'm mad.
Oh, my gosh. Just give it a chance.
Yeah, that's what you say because you're from Atlanta. That's like somebody from St. Louis saying something against the brewery. Like you get run out of town, even though I don't drink beer. Oh, we got another call.
Very true.
Let's take some calls here. Hey, who is on the line?
Hello, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen. Nice to talk to you. Good morning.
Karen? How are you? I'm calling on behalf of my son. He's a big fan of your podcast now over the summer since he's been home from school.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
So he's sick.
Very good.
Oh, he's sick.
What's your son's name?
His name is Michael.
Good name.
So that's
Michael.
Why he likes to listen to Mike.
That's right. That's a solid name.
Awesome.
So we come down every year. We love it. And he wants to know, how old does he have to be to have charging privileges on his magic band?
Oh, that's the best question ever. I still regret giving it to my 20-year-old.
Yeah, it's actually better when they're younger, I think.
Actually,
we're staying at the Polynesian, and he wants to go up and get his own Dole Whip when we're out at the pool.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Of course he does.
You know what? That's a great question, though, because like it's a matter of risk versus convenience. Because I remember the first time I gave it to Paige, that's exactly why she got it, because she, you know, I'd be doing something and she'd want to go run and get a soda or, you know, popcorn or something. And I didn't want to have to run over there with her because I trusted her to get over there and back. But again, you know, right. I don't want her buying that, you know, the Cinderella castle on Main Street that's 20 grand. Not that they would ever, not with my credit history that it would pass through, but I'm just saying.
And I don't think there is an age limit, actually. So what you do is when you check in, you will just let the cast member know that you want your child to be able to have charging privileges, and they will set that up for you.
Okay.
It's easy. And what's funny is somehow Hannah has gotten, I don't know, her profile or something has gotten to be the default setting is that she does not have charging privileges. So unless I specifically state it, she doesn't have them. And she's always like, Mom, do you really not want me to charge anything? And I'm like, I guess I don't, because, you know,
but
never have.
But that's good. You have the decision beforehand.
Right. Very good. Personal, dear.
So does he still have to know the PIN?
He will have to set up a PIN, yes. Yeah. So in his My Disney Experience profile, make sure you go through the process to do that if you can.
Okay.
So that. And the other way you can do it, too, if you want – you know, a different way to let him be able to pay for it is also just to buy a Disney gift card and preload it with money. They're actually reloadable, so he could use that as well to pay for things. So just another thought too. If you don't want him to have access to the whole, you know, credit amount limit that you have on your account.
Right.
Both good options. But it's much cooler to pay with a magic band, I understand. So
Yes. And alone up at the counter, you know.
Exactly.
He's going into first grade, so he's a big guy.
I could see him, though. He's like, you know what? Round for everybody here. Let's do it. Everybody's getting Dole Whip.
That's great. All right. Thank you so much. Hey, enjoy the day.
Thanks so much.
Have fun listening to you.
Tell Michael I hope he feels better, and we really appreciate him listening. We love
you. All right.
The
thank you.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Michael there trying to get the charging privileges. I'm all for that, Michael. Go for it, man. Get it when you can get it.
I know, right?
Exactly.
I wish somebody was actually paying for my charges when I was there. So, all right, we got
another caller. Now, don't pace yourselves, people. We got 12 hours here. We don't want to burn through them all in the first half hour. But, hey, who's joining us on the line here?
Hello, and greetings from across the pond, Mr. Roman, Mrs. Niblett, and Ms. Forrester.
Good morning, or good afternoon, I guess.
Yes, it is a good afternoon. It's so nice to talk to you guys again.
Oh, it's good talking to you. So what time is it over there? Because it's 8-something here.
It
so I guess
is
it's 2?
The time. No, it's 2 o'clock. So yeah. It's going to be a very very early morning. Tomorrow morning will be. Because I intend on listening to most of the 12 hours.
We call this, we don't only call it just the 12-hour live show for Give Kids the World. We call it the primetime special for our UK listeners.
That's right.
That's very true. I don't know why, but maybe it's just on my end, but you guys are breaking up a bit. But, you know, it's funny. I haven't spoke with you guys in probably about 4 or 5 years. So I'm probably a voice you guys don't remember.
Well, so tell us who you are so I can put your name on the screen. I'm trying to put the callers on the screen, but things are going fast.
Ah, I see.
On the line.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What's that, Mike?
No, I was saying, so remind everybody who this is so that everybody knows.
My name is John. I used to be the guy who called in and do different impressions and such. That's many, many moons ago.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Ricky. And yeah, that was, gosh, that seems like ages ago. Since then, I've moved to England and have gotten married.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. Time flies, right?
Well, thank you,
right?
Pam. Awesome. And if I name the calling just to touch base and to say that hopefully it won't be another 5 years since we speak.
I hope so. Now, so your Twitter handle, if I remember correctly, Spectro Genie, correct?
Yes. Yes, I'm Spectro Genie. You know, I'm guessing you found it rather strange when this person just kept commenting on random posts that you're posting, and you probably at first didn't recognize who it was.
Yeah, I remember, but you just went away for a while. We didn't see you for quite a while. So, and I mean, it happens. I get it. So it's good to have you back.
Well, it's very nice to be back. And it was as simple as I had forgotten my Twitter password and thought, you know what, I'm just, they have a forgot password thing. Oh my gosh. Yeah, look at that. I can just click this and get my stuff back. Wow. Okay.
And the addiction.
I'm not very tech savvy.
Yeah, I mean, is that...
It took me 5 years to figure that out, but hey, I figured it out, so I'm back on Twitter, finally.
All right. I think you're totally messing with us. Is that Big Ben, or what is that in the background there, bonging?
Was that Mike? I apologize.
I thought I heard Big Ben or something in the background there.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Alrighty then. I don't feel like I'm getting punked.
You know, if something else that's changed a lot in the past 5 years that you guys are hearing now, that I've developed a hearing problem. So I'm probably one of the few people who phones people knowing he doesn't hear them properly. It makes very odd conversations.
Oh yeah, it
can be hard. Yeah, definitely.
And I apologize for that.
You're fine. No worries.
Thank you.
You are good.
But as I said, it's going to I love these early afternoon starts, but boy, 2 o'clock is going to be rough tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it will be. 8 o'clock's pretty rough for me. I'm telling you, I'm getting old, so.
Yeah, but see, for you, it can't be that bad, Mike, because you're up early, you're doing the running, and you're wide awake now. You know, for Ricky and for Pam, it's got to be really hard for them because, you know, on Saturday and Sunday, they're probably asleep and... I would like to be asleep. It's the weekend.
Pam, maybe not. Me, maybe, but.
Yeah, I don't sleep in either, so.
Oh,
neither of us.
Oh, my gosh. Not sleep. That's unheard of to me, not sleeping in on the weekend.
I get up at the same time regardless of the day, whether I'm on vacation or not on vacation, so.
Ah, I see how that works. If you're quite lucky then in that respect because you're never really tired, I would imagine, because you're up at a certain time, your body clock says up, get up.
I do what my Apple Watch tells me. So.
That's it.
Oh, you guys probably know, but they have Mickey and Minnie faces that talk to you now on the Apple Watch.
Yeah, I got mine right here. Boom, Mickey.
My stepson, George, he accidentally found that when
He was playing with his mum's watch. He bumped it, and Minnie says, "Good morning, it's 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Thank you, Minnie. You're far too chipper at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And she tells me, to go, Mickey tells me it's time to go to bed. My wife says when he says, "Good evening," that means go to bed.
Oh, yeah, you're right. If I forgot it says, "It's 9 o'clock. Good night, pal."
Yep. Good night, pal. Yep.
I forgot that. Wait, who goes to bed at 9 o'clock?
Sometimes I do when I get up at 4:30.
Very true.
All right. Well, hey, John, we'll give us a call back a little bit later on. We're going to be here for 12 hours, so we don't want to use it all right now. So have a good afternoon over in the UK. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
I look forward to it, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Take care, bud.
All right. Bye, John.
Bye, John.
All right. Friends from the UK calling in prime time. Got to love that.
Love it. Love it.
And voices from the past, too. That's awesome to hear.
Oh.
I know. It's funny now that we're able to take the calls.
I'm liking it. Don't say anything about like it's going well because that's the curse. You know what I'm saying? Like at least
exactly.
We're on the air right now.
I don't believe in things like that. So
oh, I do. It happens. I know. I have so much wood around me. I'll be knocking on. Anyway, all right, so Ricky, kind of reset what we're doing today, raising money for Give Kids the World. We have lots of guests lined up, but we're taking your calls really until about the 11 o'clock Eastern hour, and we could talk about some of the news out of D23. We could talk more about the cruise. There's so much to talk about. We're talking Disney all day, but Ricky, let people know how we can donate and what kind of stuff we have going on in the auction. Pick out a couple items, because I have a couple that I have my eyes on. I know you probably don't want to give it away, but... No, Ricky's frozen again. It's fine.
No, I'm good. I'm back.
Okay,
I'm back.
So she's back. Okay, so let us know. Give us a reset of you know, how we can donate and tell us a little bit more about the auction, some of the hot items.
So you can donate by going to the Be Our Guest podcast homepage, and or you can go on the Facebook page as well. I have links there. You'll click on the link for First Giving, and it's very simple to go ahead and do that. All you do is you go through your process of making the donation there. Everything's, we've been using them for years. It's very easy to do it. If you'd like, whatever, easy peasy. One thing to note out is you can make the pay the processing fees. So if you choose to do that, then that means 100% of the donation will go to Give Kids World. Otherwise, if you don't decide, to keep that in mind too. It's important to think about. So go over the auction stuff.
Yeah. What are some of the, like, good? I was looking through, what are a couple items that people might not know about they can bid on in the auction? Some of the more unusual items. Ricky's frozen.
Yeah. I was just going to say.
All right, Pam, what about you? I'm having all kinds of trouble hearing her, too. What about, here, let's do this. Let's go to the three shot. Pam, what about you? Go through the items. I know we have some cool, what are those called? Keel coins from the cruise line? I was like,
yes, from the Magic for Less. So those are things that were so there's a legend of the keel coin where they'll place a coin in the keel of the ship as they're designing the ships, as they're building the ships. And these are kind of replicas of those coins. There's one, I thought these would appeal to our cruisers because there's one from the Dream and then there's also one from the Fantasy. It's a set of them and they're replicas of the keel coins that Disney Cruise Line places in the keels right there. So then other things that we have there are two different sets of autograph books. I know that there are so many people that, of course, go to Walt Disney World and purchase those autograph books. So there are two sets of them. One kind of might appeal to girls a little more than others. There is a very cool Hallmark keepsake ornament. Looking forward to that. Some mini ears. I love those. We have some awesome BOGP lizard merchandise donated by various folks. We have hats and decals and so many things like that. A halo belt. We have a Give Kids the World book that is really cool that was donated from our partners there at Give Kids the World that actually kind of is the great story about Give Kids the World and talks about the mission and things like that. There's also a very cool handmade, it looks like, wood sign that says Tale as Old as Time, and it has roses there. It kind of reminds me of the Beauty and the Beast thing. Love that. That's a very cool thing. a CD, Ragtime at the Magic Kingdom, which I actually own this CD because I am wacko for all of the Disney Parks music CDs. Mike, I know you are too.
Yes.
If there's one available, I have to purchase it. I'm compelled. It's so funny because Steve wanted to like kind of clear out that section of our house and like get rid of CDs, like put them all on the computer in MP3 format. And he's like, well, so can we get rid of these? And I'm like, no, you can't get rid of those. I mean, those are the ones I have to save for forever. So
yeah, I know.
Anyways, stuff
I'm the
like
same
that.
Way. I got all the CDs. I have, you know, 5 digital copies of each one of those, but they're still sitting right there. You know, I could pull them down. The stuff that you heard on Magical Mouse Radio. All right there. Yeah. Yep. So we're getting, yeah, we're going to take a GoFundMe for Ricky to get her some, get her a Ethernet cord to plug in. Maybe we'll figure something out. We'll get her back. She's working on things. She's moving, but she won't make us all seasick. So she's going to get closer to the router. All right. So let's see here. I got to look over my shoulder for the phone call. So again, you can call us 407-413-9395. Sorry for the technical difficulties right off the top of the show. But we'll get the scored away. So it's an easy day.
We can do too. I don't know if you've looked at the totals yet, Mike, but we've raised over $2,500 already.
Holy cosmoly. I need to pull that up. Let's see here. I'm going to pull it up. Be our, here's all I got to do. Be our guest podcast. I need to get a new keyboard on this computer. I've had this keyboard for like 3 years and I complain about it every day. I should just go out and get a new one, right, Pam? Just go on Amazon.
I am like a frequent keyboard and mouse purchaser. The second something starts going wrong, boom, they're gone.
Well, the thing is about a keyboard is it's really hard. Like they're so personal. Like you got to have a good feel. Like we type so much that, gone through a few and I don't like
the Logitech. I find myself buying the Logitech all the time. So yeah,
they have good stuff. All right.
I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Facebook. Let me get our caller. Hang on. Caller, stand by for 1 second. Caller, I'm looking at our totes. We're trying to get to $17,000 today in 2017. We're up to $2,685 right here in the first hour. You guys are incredible. We're going to read some of the donations here in just a second. But caller, thanks for joining us. Good morning. Who's there?
This is Frank from Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Frank. Long time no talk. 2 weeks, right?
It's been about 2 weeks.
Last time I saw you, we were in sombreros together in Mexico.
Wearing sombreros, hitting Grand Fiesta Tour.
That's it. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you guys?
Doing great. Love doing this show.
Great. Yeah, good way to start a Sunday.
Absolutely. I do have a quick question. First off, welcome home, Mike. I'm sorry you got sick as soon as you got home from your two-week vacation.
Yeah, Disney tried to kill me, but I bounced back. You know what? At least I don't have the black eye, and we'll talk about that later, but I'm good. No makeup even.
Now, with the minivans at a $20 flat rate, do you see this as the first step to banning Uber and Lyft on property?
Pam, what do you think about that? Because I did talk to one of the drivers, but what do you think? I mean, long term, because the drivers are just basing it on what they think.
I wonder if Disney will. And here's if they do, here's how I think that will go. I think that it's easy to say that because of safety concerns, they want to make sure that their guests have access to drivers that they are kind of certified. Not that I think that Uber or Lyft is inherently not safe. I think that just the argument can be made, and the fact that my husband absolutely did not let our daughter take Uber by herself, still does not let our daughter take Uber by herself. I think there's a little bit of something out there. I understand that there is, you know, that people are rated and there's a whole system for it. In many ways, it's like eBay when it started, right? You knew to bid on an item because they had strong ratings. They had been an eBayer for a long period of time and whatnot. But at some point, I think that Disney would need to balance that with, do they have a fleet of cars that is large enough to actually meet the needs of guests? And the other thing is, I'm sure that they're getting a little bit of pressure from like the taxi companies who have long, you know, held this kind of monopoly of being able to transport guests from place to place too. So it'll be interesting to see what Disney does. I mean, I know when they initially came up with Disney's Magical Express, they got a lot of pushback from transportation companies who had really built their business on being able to transport guests from the airport to Walt Disney World. So I think that, you know, only time will tell with Disney. Disney is Disney, right? They make decisions that is hard, but I think that if they do it, that's what they'll point to, the safety, because safety is their number one concern. So
certainly.
What do you think, Frank? What's your take on this?
Yeah. What do you think? Yeah.
Obviously I posed the question because I genuinely think that is the first step to banning Uber and Lyft on property.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, I hope it doesn't happen just personally, because I like the idea of competition and I like the idea of multiple choices, because, you know, sometimes I think an Uber is going to be a little bit quicker just because, like Pam said, of the abundance of vehicles, you know, people. The good thing about Uber and Lyft, those kind of services, is that the person who's the driver has to hustle. You know what I'm saying? It's in their best interest to be there quickly and to give you a great experience, because they're working for those ratings. They're also working for tips. So, you know, if I'm an Uber driver, I'm going to get there as quickly as possible, you know, while still being safe, and give you a good experience, have that car nice and cool on a hot summer day, you know, maybe talk you up if you want, or maybe just be quiet and drive you where you want, try to read the passenger and just make it a positive experience. Now, Disney's going to give you a consistent experience. I know that's going to be fine. But I would like to have, well, today I want to take a minivan because I feel this way, or this is the situation. You know, Paige needs to get, like Pam said, you know, I want Paige to get from Animal Kingdom Lodge over to the Polynesian for some reason. Paige can pay $20 or whatever it is and ride in a minivan. You know, I'm fine hopping in an Uber and, you know, chancing it for $9, you know, and a tip. So I think that the more options we have, the better. But I think you guys are right, though, that it could be a first step in the name of safety, as Disney might call it. But, you know, time will tell. You know, I think that it'll work out and competition's good, but we'll have to see what happens.
You know, and the unfortunate thing is, it's from my understanding, many of the cast members drive for Uber or Lyft in their off time to supplement their income.
Yeah, I've heard that. You know, that, like, especially like on their way home, you know, they'll just take somebody home on the way, you know, and just earn an extra, you know, 10, 15 bucks on the drive home too, and on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I'm not against that, you know, because I like things like that. Because it's a matter of, and this is just my philosophy on business and stuff, but I like that it rewards the person who's hustling the most and trying to give the best experience to the customer. That's what I really like about it, because if you're not going to give a good, you know, a good experience to your customer, you're not going to get many rides, because all of a sudden you're going to have a 3 rating and I'm not going to want to pick your Uber. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I see somebody that's like a 4.8 or a 4.9, I'm like, this person's been doing it and they've been doing it right. So I know that I'm probably safe and going to get a good experience.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Frank, hey, we appreciate the call this morning. Have a good Sunday up in Buffalo, and give us a holler back this evening.
I will. Good luck, guys.
All right. Take care, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. I think we have, let's see here, Ricky Niblett joining us again. She's in and out, boy. You never know where she's going to be.
No, I think I figured it out, but we'll see what happens. So.
You have like a visitor next to you, I think.
I do. You're going to see lots of visitors. See, this is what you're going to find when you're watching the live feed. You're going to see lots of visitors. So,
Ricky is really a cat lady. She's just, you're just now finding this out.
Oh, yes, man.
It's going to attack you. Don't move. Don't move. It's going to get you.
He's fine. He's fine. This is Professor Snape, for those who are wondering. So,
Professor Snake?
Yeah, not Snake.
Snape.
Snape.
And that's what Ricky and I were going to talk about. It's so awesome that we're recording on Harry Potter weekend.
It is. It is. Happy birthday, Harry Potter!
Whatever.
Whenever Harry Potter weekend's on, you have to watch the movie.
You do. No matter how many times you've seen it, you have to watch
Absolutely, yeah. They'll be in the background at my house, typically playing on Harry Potter weekend. So
it will be too, yeah.
No, that is banned for the 12-hour live show. You can listen to them. You can watch them at 9.
I can't wait until this Christmas Mallory gets her gift from us. It'll be the whole Harry Potter series.
Potter.
We're going to do a hard press for the Harry Potter.
Goodness gracious. Have mercy. Tying into today's auction.
Cut it
out.
All right. So, Ricky, you were gone, but we were talking about the minivans. And if we think Uber's going to get Uber and Lyft and services like that are going to get pushed to the side, if Disney's going to use this, you know, as an opportunity to maybe ban Ubers and Lyfts on property, what are your thoughts on that?
So I could see where they would maybe want to do that. I just don't think it's actually feasible, because here's the deal. You're going to have people from offsite using Uber. If this is just an onsite thing, then maybe, you know, they're not going to be able to, like, people, they're not going to be able to ban people from offsite coming and using Uber. So I don't see them banning it, because otherwise, how are the offsite people going to get there that are using that transportation?
Well, they could just say, that
they can't get in the resort.
They don't ban taxi.
No, but they could say resorts, like they're not able to be at the resorts and then do that. They don't ban taxis, but I think that taxis are not like user driven.
Right, right. No, that's true. That's true. Yeah, but I just can't see them banning them altogether, because like I said, you've got people who are staying off site who maybe come visit for, you know, a meal or something or whatever at a resort. So I just don't see them being able to do it at this point. Now, it's nice for people who don't use Uber or Lyft, or maybe are scared to use Uber or Lyft like we all were at the beginning. And, you know, this is a safe way to for people to feel comfortable with it. So, you know, it'll help Disney in that regard. And maybe more people will use it as well, because, you know, then you've got the safety method with it too. I just don't see them. I don't see how they can. I mean, especially with things like airports and stuff like that now starting to allow for Ubers and Lyfts. I know Atlanta just started allowing it here recently. So I just don't see how they can do it. I mean, I can see how they can do it. It is private property, but I just don't see how it would be feasible for them to be able to do it or make sense.
I believe that they just now started allowing Ubers to pick up at Orlando International. So now you can take an Uber out of the airport to Walt Disney World, because that was something that they could not do up until, I want to say, the last couple of months. They were not allowed at the airport because of the taxis. But and they could not allow pickups, but drop-offs, because, you know, the thing is, like, how are they going to tell? I know they have like the sticker on some of the cars and so forth, and they're identified, but I mean, they could probably get around that by saying, you know, my buddy's dropping me off here at Beach Club to get dinner, you know, like, how are you gonna know? But pickups, I could see, because you're coming in with nobody, without a guest.
Yeah.
So interesting. So Elaine was asking, you might see it here in the Facebook Live chat, about the typical cost of an Uber. Typically what I noticed in the last ride, we took about 4 or 5 Ubers when we were down there, earlier this month. Our typical fare was usually between, $8, and I think the biggest was 15. And that was for the four of us to go in a regular Uber, just anywhere on property. We'd usually go resort to resort. One time we went over to eat at Animal Kingdom Lodge at Sanaa. We took one night. There was a huge line from the Magic Kingdom bus area after Extra Magic Hours to get back to Old Key West, and we decided to walk over to the Contemporary and catch an Uber. So we did that. I mean, nothing. It was, you know, typical $15 or less. I mean, when you have a huge line, finally we just bailed. Scott and we were there all together, all of our families, and just said, you know what? This line's ridiculous. We're just walking to the Contemporary, catching an Uber, and it was a good choice. We probably got back a lot faster.
Yeah.
But it's not expensive. I mean, it's really not. It's, you know, time is money. You know, think about that. It's the cost of a couple of, hamburgers. It, you know, while you're inside, do you want to be home when it's 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning and you're tired? Mm-hmm. Something to think about.
Sure.
George is asking. Hang on, I missed it here. I'll pop it up on the screen for us. Maybe they could just, limit like the access of Ubers and Lyfts. I mean, I think that, you know, when Disney does stuff, they do it in incremental steps, and they would probably do it that way. We'll have to see what happens. So we will see. I like Uber and Lyft being there. It's a great option because I don't have to take it. Nobody has to use Uber or Lyft. It doesn't affect you if you don't want it. There's a lot of things like that lately at Walt Disney World. Lots. And I'm not against any of them, because if I want to use them, they're there. But a lot of these things, like express bus service, never used it, never had the need. But I have no problem with it being there. I don't know, Pam, what do you think about all these? Because lately Disney's been adding a lot of things like this. You know, now minivans are going to be a different layer to the transportation system, along with the express bus service. You know, there's lots of resort amenities that maybe you want to take advantage of, but the regular guest might not even have any idea. What do you think about these Disney adding these extra layers onto existing systems?
I think that it's great for everybody. I mean, first of all, I think it's interesting that as a society, we kind of get irritated when Disney adds something that is an extra charge. They are a business. They are trying to make money. So, I mean, you know, that's a cool thing. And this is, like you said, use it or don't use it. It doesn't really impact you. So many of the extra things that they've been adding are actually extra things, things that didn't exist before. It's not like they're charging for something that you used to get for free. It's actually an added service. And I think if there's something like the minivan, what that does is that pulls from people who are using the existing free transportation systems. So that's a big win for everybody, right? The people who want to get there quicker and are willing to pay for it can. And the people who don't care actually have less people on the bus. Now, you know, at this point, that's probably not a huge amount of people that's a reduction of that. But just having different choices, I think, is good for everybody. It just opens up so many doors, so many things to see and do. You know, there's like, I always think like the dessert parties too. That's a cool option for people who want to guarantee themselves a certain spot to watch the fireworks. If you don't care and you just are like, wherever I can watch the fireworks is good, then you can just roll up and do what, you know, the majority of folks do. You know, you don't have to do that. So you know, plus you get the whole dessert thing and that's a, you know, another experience. But there's lots of different things that appeal to lots of different guests. And I think what Disney is doing is responding really to guest feedback in this space, that there are guests who want a more personalized experience or an experience that's more centered on the things that they want to do and see. And therefore, Disney is making that available by providing things like this. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure that there's certainly an argument to be made for, you know, that people have ideas about how it shouldn't happen or whatever. But I just think that when you have more things like this available, it's a better experience for everyone. So
I agree. And we got a lot of calls coming in. So, you know, just give us a call, 407-413-9395. We could talk minivans and just get your thoughts on, you know, transportation. And we have lots more transportation we're going to be talking about today with the Skyliners. Is that what it's called? The Skyway? No, it's the gondolas.
Skyliner, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pumped about that. But we have a caller on the line. Thanks for your patience. Who's joining us?
Hi, it's Barbara from Massachusetts.
Hey, Barbara. Good morning.
Hey, Barbara.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Good. It's a beautiful day here in Mass. It's about 80 degrees. So
yeah, we had that yesterday here in St. Louis. The high was 82. And last Saturday, the high was 108. So you know how good that 82 felt yesterday? It was amazing.
That's a little too warm. A little too warm. Hey, I was wondering what you guys have thought. Have you heard the rumor about the Poly charging for parking for guests, resort guests?
Ooh, I got to give this one to Pam.
No, for guests that are staying there?
Yes, I heard that on another blog. There was a rumor going around.
I don't know what blog this is, but there's a lot of blogs out there that have lately been doing this thing that like is the Polynesian may charge for parking. And then you read the article and like down there, they said one guest heard it from a cast member today and reported it to us or whatever. I'm not saying that that's a blog you heard it on, but I've just noticed such a huge increase in the number of blogs that after I read that, I was like, so that was based on a rumor that, so anyways, what I'm saying is I have not heard anything about Disney charging for parking, for any guests, whether they're staying at any of the different resorts. I think the one thing that they may, look at doing is somehow finding a way to reduce guests who are using the Polynesian and other resorts located near the parks as parking facilities or as a way to avoid the parking fee for parking, you know, at the lots right there at the parks. I think that's being looked at hard. And at some point, I think that Disney will have to reduce that, you know, find a way to really eliminate that more than saying you have to have, because so many folks roll up and say, well, we have a dining reservation or things like right. that. So I think that would be, we would be much, you know, we'll see that more than before we would see them charging guests, to park there. But since they don't even charge on-site guests to park in the theme parks, I don't think they're going to be charging them to park at the resorts. Not now, at least. So that's a rumor I have not heard. So.
Oh, that's good. That makes sense. We stay at the Poly, but we don't drive. But our friends always come in that are local, and they've never had a problem getting in and coming to visit us. So. Then my other question was on what do you guys think about the Great Movie Ride closing? I'm very, very, very sad about this.
Oh, let me jump in and just say one thing about that, because I know we all want to talk about that. We all have our thoughts, and we'll talk about that with all of our – I love we could talk about this with everybody on the phone.
I know,
this is
it's
awesome.
Great. It's
so
we can
great.
Talk again.
This finally is what we've been wanting to do for a year now. I will say the Disney Parks blog put on a great event the other night. I was following along with some of the bloggers and folks in the community. They did a great job. Folks got to walk through, take pictures, and I'm glad that they're doing this, at least for the perspective of – and I know there's a lot of, you know, fair, unfair, how people get invited to these things. I don't want to get into that today, but I like that from somebody who was a teacher, and I used to teach sixth grade history, and it was all about oral tradition and passing along stuff that's no longer with us and being able, you know, we have lots of folks out there who are passionate about taking great pictures, you know, and documenting things. And I'm glad that it's not just the Disney company documenting the great movie ride, but you got a lot of personal people who are in there taking pictures and getting their story of walking through. So it kind of keeps the attraction alive just to another little bit of a level. So Ricky, let's go to Ricky on this. So Ricky, what about this new attraction coming to the studios and the last of the original attractions at the studios going away? This will be the last opening day attraction that exists.
It is. It's so bizarre to me that, like, you know, I've been going to the studios since, I mean, almost the very beginning. I don't know when exactly what year my mom and dad took us, but I do know that it has been almost since the very beginning of the opening of the park. Because I don't remember, like, I remember going on the tram tour, and I remember obviously Great Movie Ride, and I remember some of the other things, like you got to meet the Ninja Turtles. I swear to you, I remember meeting the Ninja Turtles, and I remember meeting the Muppets as large characters that were walk around characters. Like, I have autographs of the Muppets somewhere in my house, which I think is, again, one of the most bizarre things ever. But anyway, as far as the Great Movie Ride goes, yeah, I'm exceptionally sad that we are saying goodbye to the Great Movie Ride, because, you know, it is such an attraction that the park is based off of. I mean, it was based off movies, but I think so in that regard, I hate to see it go, because that was such an original classic attraction. But, you know, all things considered, the park is changing. It's changing completely as to what the whole purpose of the park is going to be. I don't think it's going to be a movie park anymore, to be perfectly honest. You know, I think it's going to be a park of Disney. You know, it's going to be the prop where Disney properties go at this point. And with that being said, it's really hard. It's a really hard draw for them to have, you know, classic movies that don't have anything to do with Disney in a park that I have a feeling they're going to be promoting as Disney. So, you know, I'm sad though, because it is an attraction that has such great audio animatronics. And we are not seeing them build attractions with, you know, as many audio animatronics as they had in that. And that makes me sad, because we're quickly losing that, you know? So, it's bittersweet for me. I can see where they're going. I don't love the new Mickey Mouse shorts. I don't love the style of them.
Me neither. That's my biggest thing. I don't like, and I know I'm like an old curmudgeon by saying that, but I don't like that new style of Mickey. I see it all the time, because Mallory watches Disney Channel all the time. And I don't know. I like the old round Mickey, you know, not, he's kind of sharp looking now. I don't know.
He's sharp looking, and he's just, I don't know, a little more crass than,
yeah,
you know,
he is.
I like
rude. Yeah. My Mickey's polite.
Yeah. I think that's the way cartoons are going now though. Which is bizarre to me, you know? Yeah. And in the old days, you know, you'd have a character beat up on another character or whatever, and oh, it's all in good fun. But now, like, I feel like they're just really rude, really, really rude. So I don't know.
Are we talking about societal issues here early on a Sunday morning? What is going on?
I know, right? I feel like we're getting too deep too soon. But yeah, so I really don't like the way the Argent, like, I loved our generation of cartoons. I don't like the way that the generation now of cartoons is taking place. I feel like it's just very vulgar in a weird way. Like, not like bad, but just like, you know, like, I don't know. It just feels weird.
Well, Barbara, before we jump into Pam, tell us your thoughts. What do you think? Okay, so the Great Movie Ride's going away, but we're supposed to be getting a, you know, Mickey's first dedicated attraction, which I can't believe. I mean, come on now. It's 2017. Right. We haven't had a Mickey attraction. We've had like peripheral Mickey attractions. So what do you think?
Right. Well, as I think I told you, Mike, over the weekend that my son goes to film school. So he basically wanted to ban Disney World when he found out that the movie ride was closing.
Yes.
So I think, though, it's just because it's a generational thing, too. A lot of the kids don't know these movies and everything, and they're bored in it. And if they don't appreciate, I mean, maybe it's The Wizard of Oz they get. I'm going to try to keep an open mind. And I like the shorts, like I like the Pixar shorts and Epcot, so I'm hoping that it's kind of on that same type of theme, like the one they do with the Mickey and Pluto and Goofy at the beginning. I don't know if you guys have seen it lately, but they kind of go in and out of the screen. I like that. So if the ride's kind of like that, I'm okay with it. But I'm just sad. I'm very sentimental. I've been going to the park since 1972, so...
Yeah, so you have a stake in it. I mean, you've been there for the whole you know, adventure as it's unfolded. But you know what? I read this on Twitter, you know, months back when, you know, some of these other attractions were closing. And at least we have this, you know, people were talking about that we have the blessing of things like Martin's videos, you know, that at least when these things go away and we have source audio from the attractions on online radio stations. You know, we play some of that stuff on Magical Mouse Radio. You can get it through a variety of sources, you know, you can hear these things. So, you know, when things went away, say in the 1980s, it was more of a crime because there wasn't the availability to go back. And of course, it's not a firsthand experience, but it gives you an idea of what that attraction was, right? And it'll bring back those strong memories if you experienced it, where in the past we didn't have those opportunities. But it won't be the same, but you're right. I mean,
right.
I don't have any connection to the musicals. I never watched those. You know, like
right.
You know, I've never seen Singing in the Rain. You know, I've never. I haven't. I don't watch that stuff.
I
watch
seen
sports.
Alien.
Yeah, I've never seen Alien. So right.
Well, I've never seen Alien either. But you've never seen Singing in the Rain?
No,
it's a classic.
I know. I've never seen Casablanca. Any of those? I know.
Well, you're right.
Goodness.
I'm a horrible person. I'm a horrible person. Pam, what do you think, though, quickly about, you know, what Great Movie Ride going away? I mean, is this something that just had to happen because of the huge transformation to the park?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of things playing into it. I think it's the fact that a lot of folks don't know these movies. Like you were saying, Mike, you don't know them as well.
True.
I think it just doesn't apply. I think it just doesn't apply and isn't something that really touches people the way that, you know, it may have at one point. I think that it's just not as relative as it once was, I think, is really a great thing. I think the other thing is, too, that it's just been there for a very long time. And I don't know that it really holds up to, you know, I don't see it as an attraction with a lot of longevity without them continuing to update it and update it and update it. So I think that contributed to it. I think it's really being the centerpiece of the park. That's something to consider. And I think making it a Mickey and Minnie ride attraction really kind of fits in more with what might be the new center of Disney's Hollywood Studios. I think it's really had an identity problem for a little bit, really finding out how it fit in, although it has great attractions. And now with the nighttime show, that's a cool thing too. And I love the addition of Star Wars and all of those things. I think it still kind of suffers from an identity problem. And I think if we move in a direction like this, it'll kind of seem more cohesive. And that's a great thing too. And honestly, I have probably seen this attraction, I don't even know how many times.
A bajillion,
and I will just,
like you say, a bajillion.
I will say that I have had some fantastic cast members and I've had some that aren't so fantastic. And that really contributes to, I think, the success of the attraction as a whole. Now, not that I think that they should eliminate attractions based on not being able to maybe find cast members to fill that role appropriately, but I'm just saying that I think it would have done better if they had, you know, considered that more of a role that required maybe someone with a little bit of acting skill, I will say. Again, not to be critical of any of the cast members, but just to say that I think that impacted it as well. So I'm really excited about having a Mickey and Minnie attraction. I mean, that's a very cool thing, I think. And the fact that this is the first time we'll really have that is, to me, mind-blowing. I mean, it's one of those things that when Disney puts it out, you're like, really? Then your guess, I guess they would know. I mean, it's their
I hope so.
Yeah, but they, I'm not trying to think of ways to argue about it, right?
No, it's not.
And then you're like, oh, no. And then what about whatever? So anyways, I'm really looking forward to it. At the end of the day, I totally trust Disney with how they're going to do things like this. Now, do they always make the right move from the very beginning? No, they don't. I mean, let's say Journey into Imagination comes to mind. Hello. What about bringing that one up to speed? But anyways, I will say that I really trust them in this space, and I'm looking forward to see what happens there.
I agree. And great discussion, Barbara. We appreciate the call. Good morning to you, and I hope to hear from you later this afternoon or this evening.
That sounds good. You guys are doing a great job, and keep up the good work.
Thanks so much, Barbara.
Thank
you have a good one.
All right.
Tell your son we said hello. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.